We're up to the Mishnah and Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Rochatz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishtar. He's going back on Gamliel. Same Rim Gamliel that we had in the last Mishnah. That he was Kari Kriyashma Laila Rishon. And they asked him, Limaraton Rabbeinu, Chosim Potem Kriyashma. So he says, can't be Mavat even Laila Achas, Machu Shemaim. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Rochatz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishtar. He was Roichatz before he was machme on the din of Malchus Shemayim. Here he held that he was an istnes, so he's roichetz laila rishon shemesi ishtoi. Rashi right away says v'nikvara boy bayoyim, she was already buried. V'afbi she'ovel osa berchitza, an ovel after the kvur is called an ovel. Before the kvur is called an oinen be'etzim is not osa berchitza, but that's Rashi's medayik. Rashi says it was she'nikvara, it was very nikvara. So that the din avela starts. So even though an ovel is osa berchitza, who rochatz k'rom etayim the istnes ani who adam unig mefunuk? He was an istnes, he was mefunuk. So for him, it was not considered a rechitza shel tainuk. Omru loy tamidov. So tamid. What did you say? Here it's avelas. Rashi clearly says v'nikvra boy bayoyim. The medayik from this Rashi that we're talking about dafka that he was an ovel, because before the kfuri he's an oinen. Oinen is a din of we'll see soon aninus. The Gemara is going to discuss aninus. But akoponim, Rashi's meduktik that is talking about dafka nikvra. So he was an ovel. So rochatz laila rishon shemesi ishtoi. He was roichetz. So amu loy tamidav limaraton rabbeinu. You taught us she ovel also loichetz. An ovel is not allowed to be roichetz. Amar lehem eini kasha bnei odom. I'm not like a regular person. It's not a rechitz shel tainik. Istenes ani. I'm very medactic about my. It was very not just uncomfortable. He was an istenes. So that's one din. Now Tosis right away points out the ikatzar. So it's not mamish, not oinig. It's tzar. Even on Tisha B'av, rechitza shel tainug is what's also. The ain't also lichas me'avelo el mishum tainug. The gam lochuv roisha also to scrub and to wash one's hair to be chav the roish. He isle irvuvia bereish if he has lice in his head. Shori, I feel a teich shiva in the middle of shiva. The chen hit Rabbeinu Shmuel yoledes avelo yoledes. That over there the rechitza was not shel tainug. It's mutter b'toich avela lilchotz toich shiva v'lilchotz nami b'tishabov v'chemash nami sechaz yuma v'shiyesh l'chatotim roishoy. Someone has chatotim in his head soch kedalkoy b'yom kippurim v'ena choishish. You don't have to be choishish. Even though we have the sichah g'shtir b'yom kippurim, so sichah is like shtir. So we don't allow shtir if it's not shel tainuk. But the chiddush is no. L'mais it's not shel tainuk. So by even though sichah g'shtir, but if it's not shel tainuk, it's not doesn't have to be number shtir. V'chemash b'yushalmi. Ovel also bechitza hadod the tema bechitza shel tainuk, black on white in Yerushalmi bechitza shel tainuk. Aber chitza sheinu shel tainuk muter kahado di itma mishiyesh lechatotim reishay bechulu. So that's the reish of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel was roiches la rishon even though it was an ovel because of any kishabani odom. It's not a chitza shel tainuk. Next din that took place in Gamliel, ukshemeis tevi avdoi, when his slave tevi, famous tevi avdoi, died. It was nifter kibel all of tanchumin. He was mekabel tanchumin. After all, you taught us that she'ein mekabel tanchumin ala avodim. What's the problem with being mekabel tanchumin ala avodim? Because if you mekabel tanchumin ala avodim, people might say that he's a regular Yisrael. You mitzdar on him. If you mitzdar on him, he's a regular Yisrael. The problem of yuchsin. They might intermarry with him. And Eved is also koyin, etc. Kehenes. So that's why you're not mekabel tanchumin on an Eved. So he told him, Omer lehem, ein tevi avdi kishar kol avodim. My Eved is not like a regular Eved. Kosher hoyo. He was Eved kosher. So that's good for the Teretz. People are not going to say he's a regular Yisrael. They'll know he's mekabel tanchumin because they know he's the special tevi avdi kosher. So there's not going to be any misunderstanding that's going to be created from him being mekabel tanchumin. You have to say that they knew he was an Eved kosher. Correct. It was kosher doesn't, you're asking, kosher is all more of a reason to say he's a Yid. But they knew him as an Eved kosher. That was his title, Gufa, Eved kosher. Now, interesting, we also learn from this Mishnah, when you have a question, not you, I'm talking about Chazal are teaching us, when a Talmud has a question on a Rebbe, you see how he's medayik in the Lashon. Limaratonu Rabbeinu. They didn't say you're wrong. They didn't attack him to a halacha like that. Kibud Av, in Kibud Rabboi. You can't be soysed dvorov by an Oviv Rabboi. So Limaratonu Rabbeinu, you taught us, ask him as a oifen. We see that in the Mishnah. The medayik that the Mefarshim. Now, this is what Legabe Tanchumin. The Tzlach explains what I just said, meaning that Gufa, because he's a kosher and he was called an Eved kosher, so they knew that he was tak a difference and it wouldn't be a chash of intermarriage of Yuchsin. Zogt die Gemara, hoya chosen next din. Chosen reutzelikres kiesh malayla rishoin koira. Before we said chosen is potter, but if he wants to, like we said before, Gamliel held, I'm not being mevatel, shahachas, and this is tak what we paskin, not just reutzel yimchuyev. Because we're not on the level that you can't be mechaven and mitamol. Usually you could and now you can't. But chosin emroit, even in midina the masnisin, chosin emroit zelikos kiyash malal yishin koira. Reb Shimon Gamliel loimer, no, loy kol aroit zelitlis Hashem yitol. This is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Before it was Reb Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, not everyone could be toifus and this stella, so to speak, of you are, that no, I am the one that's roy litlis Hashem, that I'm able to be mechaven. Zok di Gemara. My time, the Rebbe Gamliel. What's the reason of Gamliel? Rebbe Gamliel was Rochatz, Laila Horishon, Chore Laila Horishon. Laila Horishon means the Kvura took place in the daytime, or the Ptira took place in the daytime, and this is the first night post the Misa. So Gemara Maitam Gamliel, Kosovar, Aninus, Laila de Rabbonon. The Aninus of the Laila. Oh, we're discussing Avelus. Gemara puts an Aninus. Yesh La'ayin, Pazeh, Tuva. You're right. But the Gemara is saying, unless the Lashon is Lav Dafka, let me see what it says on the side of here. Aninus, there's a star over here. No, my Gemara does not. Anything, a couple over here, it says Aninus. We'll see soon the Tosis, I'll come on it, but Aninus Laila Drabonon. That means the Aninus of the Laila post the Misa is only Drabonon. The day of the Kvura, that's the Avelis the Raisa, or Aninus the Raisa. Which is also b'maisa. That's an oinin. Oinin is dinas gabi maisa. Anin is lades drabonon. Dichsev v'achachitzo kiyoy mar. V'achitzo means post the misas kiyoy mar. Uvamokim istinus lagoz b'rabonon. And since it's an istinus, so they weren't goyza. So Tosfos says a kash v'im toima. But a oinin nami enin noigala b'maisa. The whole din of aninus is only lagabi maisa. Lagabi that, that's what is the negay they hold in the raisa. All other dinim, it's only drabonon. Aval inin rechitzo da'avelis. The Rabbonon who? So he puts in Avelis. We're talking about Avelis really, not the Kvura. But Bechitzed Avelis, unless there's two Nekudas. There's Aninus, and then there's Rechitzed Avelis. Aninus Legabe Maisa, and Rechitzed Legabe Avelis. It's only the Rabbonon. Vim Kain, Lo'olam Eimeloch, the Aninus Laila de Reise. Lo'olam, why have to say Aninus the Rabbonon, Achitzed Kiyemar? Say Aninus is the Reise, Laila Rishon too. But that's only Legabe Maisa. What he was doing, Rechitza, so Legabe Rechitza is not Negeya. Either way, it's the Rabbonon. Even if Anin is the Raisa. Laila Rishon. Avdem Zoktoizet V'yesh Loimar, the Isa the Havad the Raisa Gabi Maisa. If it's the Raisa by Maisa, if Anin is Laila is the Raisa by Maisa, Legabe Shar Dvorim the Rabbonon, Nami Avnon Lemigzal, the Choltik Rabbonon Kein the Raisa Tikun, they would have been misaken it Kein the Raisa. So that's the Shita, that even if it's the Raisa, then it wouldn't have made sense. It's only because Anin is Laila the Rabbonon. Now, other Rishonim, this is the Tosfos Shita, that it's only Negabe Maisa that is the Raisa. The Rif and the Rosh and other Rishonim hold that the whole first day, including the night, is the Raisa, Legabe, what's it called? Legabe everything. Not just Negabe Maisa. Zok di Gemara. Uchshemesh Tevi Avdoi, he was Mekabotan Chumin, Ton Rabonon. Avodim v'shvachos ein oim demaleim b'shura. Just as tanchumin, there's also a shura like we do today by a levaya. There's a shura in a misabel when you walk through. Ein oim ramaleim birchas avelim tanchumi avelim. They don't say birchas avelim and tanchumi avelim on the eved and a shivcha either. To be sure, avakasha. What do you mean you're not mekabel avelis and tanchumi avelim? You're mekabel avelis. Avelis is for krovim. Since when is the Evan of the Shivcha Bichlan negate the whole? We're saying because of Yuchsin, there's a problem, you'll be Myla. Tosfos Rabbi says, in Oim Lamlein Beshuga, Dilma Osel Asukil Yuchsin. That's the Sugya. If I can be showing him, what's the negaya that didn't avail us by Evan of the Shivcha? I've then been showing him an answer that, let's say an Evid is a Talmud. So by Talmud, there's a din of Avelis. There's a din of Avelis by Talmud also. So you would have been able to Mekabal Tanchumim. I've then stated that because he's Avdo, you're not Mekabal Tanchumim. Even if he would have been a Talmud. But Shitaka was. This was the Ma'is with Tevi. But I go upon him, that is the Chiddush, even though he's a Mishpacha, but as Talmud, he would be able to. Zog the Gemara, Ma'is u'meis the Shivcha Shosh Rebbe Eliezer. Similar Ma'is, the Shivcha of Rebbe Eliezer died. Nichnus u'Talmud u'Nachmad, he came to him Nachamim. Now, he did not want to be kabel tanchumim because he held mylan liyuchsin. He didn't want to have such a problem that might occur. Kevin shagah oisam. He saw them coming. He made a run. He dashed out. He went up to the attic. They chased him and they followed him there to be menachemim. Nichlas lam piloin. He went to the ampiloin. Zogdashi bais kodem shvei trakna godel. He ran to another room. Nichlas uachov. They came after him again. Nichlas letraklin. He went to a traklin. Nichnas uachov. They chased him. Omalem. Kumeduma ani shatem nichvim bepoishim. You're the type of people that get burned by lukewarm water. You're not getting the hint. Achshav iatem nichvim afilu bechamichamin. I thought you were nichva bepoishim. Now I see you're not even nichva by chamichamin, by boiling hot water. Why? Loikach shenisa lechem. I'm trying to evade you. You're not getting it. You're not getting it once, twice, and three times. Loikach shenisa lechem. Avodim b'shvoches in oynum aleim b'shura. That's one. Ve'noyim aleim b'chaz avelim loikach me avelim. Elamah oynum aleim. What do you rather say? Kishem shoyim loy odom al shoyim b'chomer shemesu. If someone lost money in the stock market, someone lost business, someone had a slave and a shoyim and a chamor that died, you say the following. Hamokem yemala l'cho chisroin cho. Hashem should be mala yochisoron. Kach oymul loyal abdava shivchosi. Hamokem yemala l'cho chisroinoi. The pshat in this tefillah is because the monetary loss, the Eibusha could be mismala taka. The chisoron of money or a shoyim eved, the Eibusha could be mala. Mashenken Yisrael kosher that died. So we say there's no tumura, there's no mala that etzim. We say hamokim minachem esam misorch shavel etzim v'shloim. Just like when it comes to tzion, we're only going to be misnachem betchias amezim by losel love by Mashiach. So too, when it comes to chesaron of a Yisrael kosher, there's no milui beetzim. It's only hamokim minachem esrem. That's when b'shas betchias amezim b'shas avel etzim v'shloim and tzion will be rebuilt. Then we'll be nismala. But when it comes to monetary laws, we take a say hamokim malcho chesaron cho. It'll be replaced. The same thing, you're not masped them. We say the following hesped. Hoy ish toiv, a good person. Neman, trustworthy. Because usually Mashkona Evet Kona Rabbi, he doesn't get paid for his work. He's Nanami Yagio. Usually Nanami Yagio Kappa, he works and he's Nan from it. He's Nanami Yagio, even though Be'etzim it's going to his master. Omuloi. If this is what you're giving on a Evet, what's left for a kosher? Can't think of anything better. Only three are referred to as Ovis. That means the Ovis, Avrom Yitzchak Yankov. Vein Koirin, Imois Ela Albo. We don't say only on Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. We don't say it on any more in the Shvatim. Likewise with the Emois. Zok the Mora, always my timer. What's the reason? Ile mishum leyadinon imirubin kasinon imishum kasinon. We don't know where we stem from. Exactly. We know we come from Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, but we don't know which Shevet. So that's why we don't only say always by up until them. Ihochi Emois naami leyadinon imirochel kasinon imileya kasinon. Likewise, we don't come from Rochel Leyev. If you don't know Shvatim, you don't know Rochel Leyev. Ella, Zok the Mora, the reason is not because of not knowing where you come from, but rather, ad hoch chshiva, the chshivas of Ovis is only about the Ovis. Tvei lo chshiva, after that passage, doesn't have that chshivas. Tanya idoch, we learned in another braisa. When you say, just like you're not allowed to say Avraham, you have to say Avraham. So too, you're not allowed to say Ruben Avinu. Yeah, Avraham Avinu. And like we taka do, when we say Yankov Avinu, Avraham Avinu. Zog du morgen tanje idoch avodim vishvachoy sen koyneis an abo ployni vi ima ployniis. Over here abo is a losh chshivas. You don't say abo ployniis on a eved. Here the vart is because again they'll think that you meshacha the eved and he's regularly meshucha now. Or pshat is they'll think that he's taka your child or you taka a child of his. So that's the chshash again of nisun and yuchsin. Mashenkein. If you have a ma'aser where you know that he's be'etzim choshev, that's the Hemshcha Gemara. B'sher Gamliel hoy koyrin oisa abba ployni. By Gamliel they take a call the eved abba ployni. Vima ploynis because the same yisoid. So Gemara ma'aser listar and to the Gemara Mishum Chshiva. No, it's not a ma'aser listar. A regular eved you can't say abba ployni because of the problem of yuchsin or they'll think he's taka meshucher. Mashenka by Gamliel they goof and knew that he was an eved kosher So there was, he was taka choshev. So it's not pshad yistam giving chashivas and will cause problems of yuchsin. No, he was taka choshev and they'll know, stay away when it comes to yuchsin because he's an eved. Eved kosher. Eved choshev. But he's an eved. Zog di gomorra. Omer Rabbi Lozo, maidich siv, kein avarecho b'chayi b'shmecho eso kapai. Explains the gomorra. Kein avarecho b'chayi zu kriya shma. The Imre Noyim, the Goyen explains, why is b'chayi kriya shma? Because Kriya Shema is connected to Ramach Oisius, connected to the Chaim of a person, Ramach Evorim. So Mele and Ramach Evorim are Misrape for every person medactic in every word in Kriya Shema is Misrape. So Kein Avarecho B'chayai. Your life is dependent on Kriya Shema. If you medactic by Yisrael, it's connected to Ramach Evorim. We need a school for Ramach Evorim to refer Kriya Shema. Zog demar, Rabbi Shimcho Eso Kapai Zu Tvila. V'moise Kein, all of our Kosovo Emel, K'moi Chelev V'deshen. That means if you daven correctly, it'll be like chelev edeshen. Chelev is connected to korbanos. Chelev. So tiz banavshi. If you daven correctly, if you say kriyishma correctly, you neuchel two alamas. Hoylam hazev, hoylam habo. Some say because kriyishma is also Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah it says, kiucha yechav oirich yomecho. Hoylam hazev, hoylam habo. Zog du gomorra, shenemal, visfosai, visifsai, renonois, yahalel, pi. The non is Loshen Rabbim. So Loshen Rabbim meaning Olam Hazen, Olam Haba, Sifsach, and non is Yahalo Pi. Zog the Gemara. The Belozer busted Messiah Tzilusa. After the Belozer finished davening. So, Omar Hochi, we see at the end of the davening, we take a sale, a kind of tzar. We're noyig to say these type of this tefillah. The Gemara is going to enumerate all types of tefillahs. Now, the reason why we say Dafka over here and not by Shema Kaleinu is because in case you want to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, this is post Yul Ratzon. So you're allowed to be mafsik if you said Yul Ratzon before. So that's why all these tefillahs have to be said beforehand. Meaning afterwards, at the end of davening, after Yul Ratzon, Lafuke by Shema Kaleinu. Even though Be'etzim, you're allowed to be inserted over there. Here it's an ideal place. Zog di Gemara, what did they say? Rabbi Loza said as follows. You should be shoychen bepureinu, zogdashi begoyrelenu, in our dwellings, in our goyrel. Ava, v'achva, v'sholem v'reyus, v'talbek v'leinu b'talmidim. We should have an abundance of talmidim, v'tatzliach seifeinu, achis, v'tikva, v'tosim chalkeinu b'gan Eden. V'tkoineneinu b'chovetoy v'yetzatoy b'olamecha. We should be zoychen to chovetoy v'yetzatoy v'nashkim, we should get up v'nimtza. Yochol, Levaveinu leyira shemecha. We should have yira shemayim. Yochel levaveinu yira shemecha. V'tov lefenecha koyres nafshenu letoiva. Our koyres nafshenu, our koyres, our happenings should be letoiva. Now, this is one tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan b'Asim Mesayim Tzilusa. After Rabbi Yochanan finished davening, he said a different tefillah. Omer Hochi yiratzim lefenecha Hashem lekenu shetotzitz. Look at our busha. And you should clothe us with rachamim. After he finished davening, he said, we should not sin and not be embarrassed. The Goyin Imre Noyim says that the difference between busha and chlima is, busha is something that's caused by yourself, and chlima is a embarrassment that's caused by others. And that's why it's meduktik. Loi nevoish, and, because of our chatoim, v'loi nikolim aviseinu. That's through others. Reb chia bosa namatzi o mahochi, yirotzim ofanecho, Hashem alekeinu, shtei teroscho umnoseinu. Our Torah should be our umnes, our profession. Val yid vilibeinu, val yachshecho eineinu. Now, the Mishabura brings down in Kuf Chav Beis, he brings that, I'll read the Losh of the Mishabura. V'nochon v'roy l'ispalal b'chol yoyim al tzrochov upanasosoy. Person should daven on his own personal tzrochim. V'atzlochosoy. V'atzlochas etzetzov. B'teiro v'yira. B'chol ma sh'yedea b'libo sh'tzorich le, whatever a person needs. V'yochel l'ispalal b'chol loshen. You can daven in any loshen. Even if you don't have a good tongue and you don't know how to express yourself correctly, the ikiz uvavachi ispalo mikiras liboy. It's a loshem mishabura. Person should always daven every day on hatzlochas yoytzi halotzav panasosa etc. Zog di gemara. Now here comes the famous tefillas rav, which The Gemara doesn't talk about Rosh Chodesh over here. The Gemara is talking about davening at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We say Elikai Netzar. Rav said the following. Rav Boset Tzlusa Mahachi Yirotze Mofanecha Hashem Lekeinu. Now, we insert Shet Chadesh Lein Nisach Chodesh Atzeh because we say it Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos. Oh, we'll discuss that in a second. It's a big discussion. But he said, Yirotze Mofanecha Hashem Lekeinu Shetitin Lon Chaim Arukim Chaim Shal Sholoim Chaim Shal Toiv Chaim Shal Brocha Chaim Shal Panoso Chaim Shal Chilutzat Somois. Chilutzat Somois means strength of that Somois. Prius, health. And the Rishonim say that most of the goof, or the most important part of the goof, are the atzomers, the kelpen for the mensch, but the atzomers. Chaim she'en shibem yiras cheit. Chaim she'en ben busho ochli mo embarrassment. Chaim shel oishav chavoid. Chaim shtevonu abes tera v'yiras shomayim. Yiras shomayim over here means yiras haroimemus, not yiras achet. Yiras haroimemus of the Eibishter, and that's why. It's even after Avas Torah. Avas Torah is supreme, but Roimimus of Yiras Roimimus is even after that. Chaim Shetamalonu is called Mishalas Libenu Letoivo. Hashem should be Mala, all our Mishalas Libenu. Sometimes we think something, that's really Letoivo. So Shimala, called Mishalas Libenu Letoivo, it should be what's Taka meant best for us. Now, the question that's asked by many Mefarshim is that a person can't be. We can see in the next Gemara. Really, Hakol b'Yir Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. So you be spalled for Yir Shemayim. Hakol b'Yir Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. The Teretz is that Habola Tire, so Mitzayim Moisoi that he'll be able to fight the Yetzahara. We'll see soon. The next Tefillah was Miyetzahara. Oh, so this is called Tefillah Zraf. So the question, like Rabbi Birchza Chodesh, what you asked, the Orcha Shulchan brings in Tof Yud Zayin. The Lashon of Aruch Shulchan is Tumohani Amatmiya. How is it permissible to be Mavakish Tachnunim on Shabbos? These are personal Tachnunim. You don't be Mavakish Tachnunim on Shabbos. The Goyin is very, very strong about not being Mavakish Tachnunim on Shabbos. Aruch Shulchan brings this in Halacha. And he says that the Gemara doesn't mention over here Tfilah on Shabbos. And we were Moisif Shetzchar Shanel Chodesh Azeh. And then his Lashon is Vi Eyashel Chela Avatleno. If I'll be able to, I'll be Mavatl the Tfilah of Yirotzen that you say. Tfilas Achodesh is something else that you say. You take Sefer Torah. You say Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yeah, that's something else. But the Yirotzen beforehand, he says Iyasher Chele Evatleno. The B'chaim is brought down by the Mizmanim. He also brings B'shem B'chaim a memra from David. That also he said that it's Tachnun B'Shabbos and it shouldn't say it. V'chulu. The going, according to the going, you take not say. The Maisa, there's many that answer, what's Pshat, the Minig Olam is they do say. So one answer is, Reb Chaim Berlin has a truv in it, and he says that, number one, it's called a Teufis Tefillah. Teufis Tefillah means, it's a Teufis Tefillah Kvua. It's not a personal Tachnun in B'Shavis. Bakosha is a personal Bakosha. Bashenken, it's a Teufis Tefillah, it becomes Chelik of the Tefillah, so that is not considered Tachnun in B'Shavis. Others say, it's Birchas HaChodesh. It's Birchas HaChodesh. It's not Tfilas HaChodesh. It's very meductic, Birchas HaChodesh. It's a bracha. It's not Pshat, you're being mispalo, it's a bakosha. It's a bracha. It's a bracha that you're saying. So you have to know how you approach it. Talk about upon him.
What they say about Birchas HaMazon, that's because we always do it. So that's
saying. The Goyin says you don't see HaRachmon on Shabbos for that reason. Also, Levakash Tachnunim on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Goyin, Maisarav, the Nazi Tachnunim, exactly. Oh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rebbe, Bosse Tzeluse Yomahochi, Yirotze Mufanecha Hashem Lekeinu, Velekeviseinu, Shetatzileinu Ma'azei Ponim, Azei Ponim is a mamza, Umi'azus Ponim, Me'odom Ra, Umi'pega Ra, Mi'yetzero, here again, how you misspell for Yetzero, Hakab Yishmaim Kutz Mi'yir Shemaim, Teretz is, Abola Tair, Messiah Noizri, Mi'chover Ra, Mi'shochen Ra, Mi'sot Namashchis, Umi'din Kosher, Umi'baldin Kosher, Ben Shu Ben Bris, Ben Shein Ben Bris, we say this in the morning. Correct. The Avagav the Kaima Kitsutsi Ale the Rebbe. Rashi says, the Kaima Kitsutsi Ale the Rebbe. Show you Shoitrim, Oimdin, Bemitzvahs Antoninus, Lahakois, Ulinokim, Bechola Oimdim Olov. He had special protection. He had protection around him. He had policemen. He was very close with Antoninus. So he had bodyguards that surrounded him wherever he went. Security. So what's he being mispalel that they shouldn't attack him? Avdem shteit fakert. He knew that even though I have all the protection in the world, The Eibishter is the one that protects me. So he need, without the tefillah of the Eibishter, without the Eibishter protecting me, he's going to shvelt. All right, we'll stop over here. The last line, Tezayin Beis.